What is the North East Transport Plan? The North East Transport Plan is the first ever comprehensive transport plan for the region, bringing together the seven local authorities in North East England: Durham, Gateshead, Newcastle upon Tyne, North Tyneside, Northumberland, South Tyneside, and Sunderland. A single plan, giving a truly regional focus, is a step forward for the North East. Travel patterns in our region are complex, but 95% of our population live and work within our seven local authority areas, and travel behaviour isn't constrained by administrative boundaries. This is not a business-as-usual transport plan. It sets out the region's transport priorities up to 2035 and how the North East can address our main future challenges, ultimately delivering profound and enduring improvements to our transport network. The plan is centred around connecting people to good employment opportunities, generating economic growth, while enabling the region and its people to move to healthier and greener, more sustainable ways of travel. The improvements we have identified have been agreed by the region and will be delivered by a number of organisations through the range of programmes and schemes set out in the implementation section of this plan. We will use this plan to communicate opportunities for investment and improvements to our transport network. The plan is our bedrock for bids and requests for funding inward transport investment to the region from central government and other sources. This is the long-term transport strategy for our forward-looking region. Making journeys is good. COVID-19 accelerated the demand, ambition, and delivery of both digital transformation and mobility. But we want to encourage people to make trips around the North East. We travel to school, to work, to shop, to care for others, and to socialise with friends. For businesses, the ability to travel enables the opportunity to acquire, move, and sell products and goods. Doing so benefits local economies of communities which make up our region. Transport can also enable social connectivity to people who are isolated and can enhance independence and opportunity. It's also the key to tackling inequality and deprivation by facilitating access to jobs and leisure. High-quality and integrated transport links can also help promote and strengthen tourism and regional development. Making journeys, of course, leaves an impact on our environment and plays a big role in our health and well-being. So how we choose to travel is important. This is why connecting people to opportunities using greener, healthier, and sustainable transport options is key to this plan. Why is transport important? Transport is a means to an end, a way of being able to do the things that make up our lives and enables our region and its people to keep moving. It enables physical connectivity between people and jobs, businesses and workers, and businesses to suppliers and customers. Within our region, it's important that our population of 2 million residents can reach work, education and healthcare, and visit friends and loved ones. Links to and from other regions and to other countries are also fundamental for facilitating economic growth and trade. Well-coordinated transport investment and land use planning can foster social mobility, OECD Report 2018, and collectively lead to better economic performance of specific areas as businesses are located closer together. Successful delivery of the plan will lead to the North East having a world-class sustainable transport network. Carrying out our plan and achieving our vision and objectives will lead to better outcomes for our region's residents, businesses and visitors and overcome our long-standing challenges. For example, if the economies of Ashington, Blyth and Newcastle are brought closer together through restored passenger rail links, there'll be an increase in the level of interaction between them, resulting in economic growth for both areas, £42 million to £50 million wider economic benefits. We have a growing population, but are one that is ageing over time, 2 million people, average age 43.7. There are major health and income-based inequalities. Higher percentage of economically inactive people in the region are long-term sick. North East, 28.5%, UK, 22.1%. Plans for substantial housing growth need to be supported by good public and sustainable transport connections. 109,555 new homes are planned by 2036. Average productivity in our region remains 16% below the output for England. This has an impact on the potential competitiveness and resilience of our businesses. Gross value added output is rising but challenged by external pressures with a persistent productivity gap, GVA of £20,338. This is below the national average of £24,181. We have fewer businesses per head and fewer jobs in high-skilled occupations than other areas. Analysis by IPPR North suggests that in 2019, planned government on transport in London was £3,636 per person, over seven times more than the £519 per head in the North East. A range of transport issues has led to a contrast between rural isolation in our remoter areas and poor air quality and congestion in parts of our cities. Commuting to workplaces is dominated by car travel, so congestion is a significant issue on our roads, which affects public transport access and attractiveness, reduces productivity, and increases inactivity and vehicle emissions. Public transport use is falling over the long term, despite an increase in bus use in 2019 as a result of investment by bus operators. Transport contributes a significant proportion of carbon emissions, and we have an air quality problem in our region. Cars are our region's most used form of transport, and car ownership in the Northeast is increasing, leading to more traffic congestion and vehicle emissions.